This is KCUR. Theater for Young America is honoring President's Day with the play Starring Abe Lincoln, written and directed by the company's co-founder, Gene Mackey. The show is a biographical portrait of the 16th president as told by the man himself, who happened to be attending another play on the night in question. KCUR's Steve Walker spoke with Mackey for this month's installment of Director's Cuts.
Gene, your approach to Abraham Lincoln is a bit unorthodox because you wrote the play as well. How did you come up with the idea to freeze a production of Our American Cousin, the play he was seeing the night he was shot?
Well, you know, it was always kind of put off by the fact that Abraham Lincoln met his untimely end in a theater, a place I love and a place I think he loved. And I was so dismayed by that. I visited Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., and it's a sad place. You know, it cast a pall over that theater for years and years. So I thought, what would Lincoln think about all of this? And, you know, at the moment of death, people are said to sometimes envision their entire lives passing before them. And I thought, wow, maybe he would envision himself on that stage, alive, talking about his own life, enacting his own life, perhaps, instead of just ending there in that box in which he was shot.
But you cover Lincoln's life from a child, I would imagine.
Yes, when he comes down on stage and stops the action, he has at his disposal the company of esteemed actors who are performing the play. And the characters in the play are real people, real historical characters as well. They are well-known actors of the time. And they present them, they are all admirers of Lincoln, and they present themselves as available to help him tell his life story. So they start from his birth.
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis isn't doing theater in Kansas City, so I have to ask, how do you cast an Abe Lincoln?
Well, you look for someone tall and skinny. That's the first thing. Kevin Fuel is playing the part right now. Kevin is a historian himself. You know, he's very active with the Union Cemetery organization. He has written and worked on plays that are historical as well. So he has an intense interest in Lincoln. And he looks like him. He's lanky, tall. He's much more handsome than Lincoln was, but, you know, he can ugly up a little bit.
A theater is to be a place to celebrate life, not mourn death. And in my life, laughter, as I have enjoyed here tonight with these blessed comedians, laughter has been the cornerstone, the foundation, the salvation. I could not have lived without it.
Because you're the author as well as the director, how do you maintain objectivity? And I wonder if there's someone assigned to do that, to keep you in check, right? Because you're directing your own work.
Absolutely. Valerie, my daughter, is the artistic director, and she is very outspoken and very insightful into our work, our artistic work, and she particularly knows the work that I've done. She's directed so many of the plays and worked with the theater for decades, literally decades now. But I'm my own worst critic about plays, especially something like this I wrote so many years ago. I can read it and say, ooh, I could do better than that. So I've rewritten it for the third time, this time cleaning things up and making things, I hope, a little bit better.
Gene, what kind of directorial choices do you make you wouldn't otherwise because of the age of your audience?
Well, that's a great question. I've always believed there's little difference. I direct adult plays as well as plays for young people, and I find myself doing about the same thing, keeping the energy level up, always having something that maintains interest. You are not allowed to let anything lag or get particularly slow and dull.
When you and your wife, Cheryl, started Theater for Young America in 1974, could you have imagined it would still be around 40 years later?
We had great ambitions, but no, I don't think we ever believed this would go on this long. It's a precarious business, the theater, and keeping something going requires enormous commitment. I think we keep going just simply because everybody wants us to and we want to. And it's an act of will that keeps a theater going in almost all cases.
That was director Gene Mackey speaking with KCUR's Steve Walker.